This episode of the Gospel Coalition podcast is sponsored by The Good Book Company, publisher of The Littlest Watchman by Scott James, the story of a boy who waits for, then witnesses, the first Christmas. Available at thegoodbook.com.
This is the Gospel Coalition podcast, where we seek to renew the contemporary church in the ancient gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Colin Hansen.
Today's podcast is a roundtable discussion with Micah Edmondson, Ligon Duncan, and Russell Moore on how to respond to the charge, "That's just your interpretation," when discussing the Bible's teaching on difficult subjects.
Sometimes when I'm having a conversation about doctrine or about practice from the Bible, people will, either inside the church or outside of the church, say, "Well, that's just your interpretation." And it's almost to deflect the conversation sometimes, to say, "Well, you've got your interpretation, other people have theirs." How do you all sort through that? I mean, what's the first thing that you think of when someone does the "that's your interpretation" response?
For me, it depends on who's saying it, why they're saying it, as best as I can tell, and then what the topic is. You know, if you're dealing with an unbeliever, who is actually trying to use that to gainsay some central truth of Christianity, you're going to go a different direction on that. If you're dealing with a sincere fellow believer who's maybe threatened by your view and they're trying to marginalize your view, I'm going to go a slightly different direction. And then if it's a disputed matter, you know, I may say, "Well, that is just my interpretation, but let me tell you why. I've got three reasons why I think that's the right way of understanding it." But I do think it's important for us to remember who it is who's talking to us and why they may be a little bit afraid of our interpretation on something. Yeah. You know, I like Russ, I grew up in the southeastern United States, and I grew up with a lot of Baptist friends that were afraid of Calvinism. And if we got into a discussion about election, I very often would get, "Well, that's just your interpretation," and I understand why. Sure, so you want to know why it is that a person would be saying that. It'll help you have a more constructive conversation in which you serve them better.
Or sometimes I've had someone who wants to do something biblically wrong, and when you say, "Well, you actually can't leave your wife or your girlfriend,"
that's just your interpretation. Every pastor watching this has had that done, haven't they?
Absolutely. Well, I think one of the great legacies of the Protestant Reformation is this emphasis on the perspicuity of Scripture, the clarity of Scripture. Psalm 19 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The commandment of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." And that really tells us that the Lord has given His revelation to us in such a way that it is sufficiently clear in order to lead us in godliness, and in order to open up to us the way of salvation. And so these things, in terms of, you know, as we think about, is Scripture really sufficient, right? That's coming out of 2 Timothy 3:16, 15, 16, and 17. Is Scripture really sufficient? It is. It is sufficiently clear to make wise the simple. You know, folks that are seeking knowledge, seeking wisdom, Scripture has within it the ability to convey itself sufficiently clear that we know what it is God is saying.
Well, our Catholic friends would say, "Yes, but," the three of you, even though you agree on so much, would disagree on baptism or, you know, a few other things. And so they might say, "Well, yeah, all of you have these conflicting interpretations, and there's no one to sort through who's right and who's wrong."
If that were said, I might be, you know, with a little bit of a wry rejoinder, say, and of course that has led to strict consistency in Catholic belief for the last 1,500 years, so that every Catholic believes the same thing, you know. And so, you know, you'll find as much theological diversity in Roman Catholicism as you'll find in Protestantism any day.
Right.
But I think one thing that could be said, I think one, what Micah said is so important, affirm the basic clarity of Scripture. And then when we do get into disputed areas, even important areas, how has the church read that? I love Hughes Old has this statement in his little book on Reformed worship that the reason why we study what our forefathers thought about worship is not because what they thought about worship was infallible, but because it lets us know how they read Scripture. And so when you find yourself reading Scripture, like the rest of the church has read Scripture, you're probably in pretty good company on certain disputed matters. And that can actually help. You know, you don't have to appeal to infallible creeds or to a churchly magisterium, but you can say, well, it's interesting, the best interpreters of the church think that this is the right view of this or that. And there's a lot of weight to that.
And I mean, you look at areas that are more clear in order to interpret areas that are less clear.
Right.
You know, they're not all parts of Scripture are equally clear. And so you look at the things. What are the things that are absolutely undisputed that we can all agree on? And let's use those things and see if those things point us in a particular direction.
And I think that in the realm of the Christian life, we already know how to do that. I mean, the Book of Romans is coming through and giving very detailed instruction, and then Romans 14. There are some things I'm not going to instruct you. Live with one another. Mm-hmm. And I think there are some things in our biblical interpretation that we're able to say, these aren't central to the main message of Scripture, and we can agree and just disagree on those interpretations.
You've been listening to the Gospel Coalition podcast. For more gospel-centered resources, visit thegospelcoalition.org.
Support for the Gospel Coalition comes from listeners like you. Learn more and join us at tgc.org/donate.